This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
On a recent frigid morning, I sat inside the Amy E. Tarrant Gallery in Burlington with visual artist Sally Linder. We were surrounded by her latest exhibit titled White Magnetism, featuring large-scale oils of polar bears. And she talked about her trips from zoo to the Arctic to paint the polar bears where they live, and of her ability to see and then put on canvas the worlds above and below that many of us cannot see. Linder says her draw to paint polar bears began in 2010.
Something called for me to begin painting the Arctic. I'm sure it was because of all the media concentration on global warming. And the polar bear was the perfect sensuous form for me to be able to bring myself into what was happening in a far-off land.
She says she sat for hours and days at the Philadelphia Zoo. They allowed her to come day after day and sketch the polar bears in the zoo habitat.
Because at that point, I had no belief that I would ever get up to the Arctic.
Linder continued to paint bears in zoos from 2010 to 2013. She says her work took on an urgency.
I shifted from paper and canvas to Mylar and began to use only oil products. And that was to be a symbol, a metaphor for what was happening on the planet. And so I used oil paint to get the blacks and browns. I actually used tar. And National Geographic saw the work online and invited me onto their grade 2 icebreaker called the Explorer.
She traveled with National Geographic, a collection of islands governed by Norway in the far north. The farthest piece of land into the Arctic Circle, in fact, is where she headed next. At one point, Linder says, it was 50 degrees. As she stood on the bridge of the ice-breaking ship, Inuit trackers helped her locate the bears far off in the distance. She describes that moment when she first saw the polar bears in their natural habitat.
I felt like dropping to my knees. It was so different than seeing them behind bars and glass. And pretty much at that moment, I knew that the politics were going to drop aside, and I really wanted to just paint them in all of their beauty, because is this what children were going to have in the future?
Eventually, National Geographic took the artist to paint polar bears in the wild of Iceland, Greenland, and Nunavut. It was on that trip that Linder had her most amazing and up-close encounter with the polar bears. Here she is talking about how the icebreaker ship got actually iced in.
Their maneuvering, within 20 minutes, we were solidly frozen in. And that's when the ice begins to grow up the hull of your boat and under your boat. Up in the Arctic in the summer, because this was in August, the sun never sets. So the 8 hours that we were iced in, which means the ice for long distances, is magic carpet right up to our boat, and the bears came to us. This large painting is seven of the bears that spent 6 to 8 hours with us. And there were mothers and cubs, and unusually there were males. So for 8 hours, I just drew them. I think every artist has an intention and a hope. And I'd say that my hopes have sort of shifted, because I see that what's happening to Earth is happening so quickly, and I don't really see the kind of mobilization that we really need. I've come to believe that there's a partnership going on in the quiet of the studio. There is the blank canvas, there is the subject, and there is the artist, and that those three equal partners are working to create, and that what is created is an energy field. And if my intention is positive, then I'm assuming that the energy that is created through the three of us is positive. And so the fourth partner is the viewer. That person from the outside steps into the energy field, and there's the possibility that their heart is cracked open. And I believe that once you open the heart, there's a greater propensity to following through with action.
That's Vermont artist Sally Linder. Her exhibit featuring those polar bears from the Arctic called White Magnetism is up now at the Amy E. Tarrant Gallery through February. Find out more and see a photo gallery of the paintings that we talked about at vpr.net.